This episode of the Regstick Podcast, sponsored by El Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant. If you're looking for authentic home-style Mexican food and the best margaritas you'll ever salt your lips with, go see our friend Raul Urdiales and the fun-loving staff at Baton Rouge's oldest Mexican restaurant, El Rio Grande. 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's.
Welcome to the Regstick Podcast. Today's guests are Sonny Weathers of Sonny's Disposition fame and The Family Dinner's David Vetrano. Now, here's your host, the Regstick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
Yes, that's true. When you get in shape, you're not funny anymore. Just ask Joe Piscopo.
Yeah. Or ask me whenever I got fucking skinny for a while, and I was just wasn't fucking funny.
It's
Are you recording
us? Yes, we're recording. Yes,
I tried. We've been dorked.
You've been dorked. This is the Regstick Podcast. I'm Jeremy White, your host. We are at El Rio Grande, 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's. That's Mr. Sonny Weathers to my right, and to his right from the family dinner. Very funny, Mr. David Vetrano.
Hi there, everybody.
Yes, we were talking about game show hosts. New Price is Right, Old Price is Right.
I don't mind New. I didn't like New Price. Is Mimi still on it? I remember for a while she was like one of the hogs when he first went on.
When Drew Carey first went on.
Yeah.
Now was he fat when he first took over?
I think it was like mid fat.
I think like part of the deal was, look, we don't want you being a fat slob if you're going to fill these shoes.
Yeah, we don't want you to die of a heart attack.
Okay.
Like Bob Barker.
Yeah. We want you to get.
Is Bob Barker dead?
No, he's still alive. He's still alive and kicking.
He's still alive, hunting down dogs and neutering them.
Running around just fucking cutting off dog balls.
He's like Blade. He just hangs out in alleyways hunting dogs.
I think it was in Drew Carey's contract to get skinny so that the big Samoan women could pick his ass up like Bob Barker. And throw them around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
That's part of the lawsuits of old people throwing out their bags. You need to be as skinny as possible.
That's right. You've got to be light. That's part of the tradition of Price is Right, is the host gets thrown around by Samoan women when they get excited.
I didn't know Mimi had followed him because, like, boy, did her career just skyrocket after the Drew Carey show.
Do?
What else has she got?
Mary Kay wouldn't touch her.
What else does she have? I mean, you know, except maybe, you know, Miss Piggy on Broadway or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you should be. I mean, that's your idea generator. I love it.
I should watch that. I should be an agent. Yeah.
You should call her agent and say, have I got a deal for you?
That's right.
But I mean, what was it like after that show?
I'm Jeremy Weitenstein.
All right, here's your line. Hi-ya! Go.
Hi-ya! All right, you got the pot.
Do I have to keep blowing you?
Just shut up and start. He actually pays her not to blow him.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not Sonny Weathers.
So, but yeah, I mean, you've got Bob Barker was a legend growing up when I was growing up. I can't watch The New Price is Right with Drew Carey. It's just not the same. It's not Bob Barker.
It's like watching Let's Make a Deal with
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Somebody besides Monty Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't watched.
Let's reanimate Wink Martindale's corpse.
Oh, yeah.
Get him on some game shows.
So when Bob Barker, when they had the bids and somebody got it exactly right, they'd win $100. And if it was a woman, he would let her
grab
his dick. I mean, the $100 bill in his pocket.
Yep.
Does Drew Carey do that?
I don't know. If it was a woman, they grabbed the $100 bill out of the pocket. If it was a man, they grabbed the $100 bill out of his zipper.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to start with the other story.
I
love talking about Price is Right.
Yeah.
But
I got to ask, though, is there anything sadder? Has there been a bigger decline in game show
hosts?
Than
the Holocaust? No.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I assumed.
A decline in game show host quality so precipitously as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, geez. That really is just
It hurts my heart. I'll watch the Channel 9 news every now and then, and then Millionaire comes on right after. And they don't even have an intro. It's just graphic. And here comes some black guy with a hat that you may or may not know.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tell you who he is. And
they just always like the cold open. Yeah,
it's just him going around greeting everybody, high fiving people in the crowd. And you're like, what the fuck is this? Who is this dude?
I don't mind Cedric the Entertainer.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to say maybe you should at least sound smart.
Thank you. No, no, no. You're exactly right. Man.
Hey, bro, we got you down here for a minute.
What?
I mean, was it just me, or was there like, was it just like the flashbang of it all, or was there actually quality behind like Who Wanted to Be a Millionaire? And now it's like half of the show is the lights coming up and down with the music.
But I mean, that's because it was basically, it was an entirely new concept when it came out, and it's like, oh my god, they're giving away $1 million. Like, who the fuck wants to go on Jeopardy and compete against really smart people?
Yeah.
And probably, if everything goes right, you win like 20,000.
Well, that's the thing. All these like new game shows are like a bazillion points to the red team. Now you have the Falcon Talisman, which means that you get an extra round. Jeopardy's like, answer the questions. Yeah. Oh, look, you got $100 for that for that Greek knowledge that you
received. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, you learn this in your seventh year of university studies. Here's $100. You went to college for 9 years. You're a doctor.
Well, I mean, these are the same people.
Here's $200 for the Daily Double.
Who probably work at Starbucks with their 5 degrees. So
you didn't get laid during Latin class.
Yes.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. You've got 3 doctorates, but you didn't phrase it in the form of a question.
Yes.
Sorry.
You lose, sir. Good day.
You not only...
You get nothing.
Like, you not only know what the... You've not only heard of the Peloponnesian War, you know actually who participated and when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know
the... $200.
You know the six best generals in the Peloponnesian War. And their cousin.
But Tom had a quicker buzzer finger than you, so...
That's right. Yeah.
But sorry, I got arthritis.
Was there anything better than
watching James Brown lose on Jeopardy? No.
No.
We love you,
thank
James.
You.
Yes.
James Brown.
Then we all felt a little bit smarter.
Yeah. James Brown, co-host of Dork Podcast, along with Nick Moore.
I felt smarter until like I started playing Words with Friends with James. Mm-hmm. And every game, it's the same way. Like, we're about halfway through the game, and it's like, 200 to 200, you know, it's roughly
it's keeping neck and neck.
And then all of a sudden it's like I got 3 letters left, and I look up and James Brown, he's got 500 points and I'm still got 200. I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck did this happen?
He hustles you in every game. He's like, oh man, it's so close, look, cat, oh, it's the best word I could do. And then he goes, catastrophe. Son of a bitch, you're setting me up from the get-go.
And then that's suddenly right. It's like re-catastrophe. And then re-catastrophe-ing.
You didn't know that was a word? You didn't know that was a word?
Yeah.
But I was going to say...
T-H-I-R. That's a word on a triple letter? Yeah, of course it is.
Waking up after going out, you know, hanging out, drinking late, and then waking up with The Price is Right with a bowl of cereal and just like, you know, Gatorade or something like that. That was the jam back in the
exactly.
day.
That was the deal. Right. Not when you had umpteen thousand judges shows and, let's see what moron's going to come in tomorrow and flip... do cartwheels because he's not the daddy.
However many elimination kitchen things that we have going on now. Yeah. Chopped, but, chef,
well, hang on, we have a friend who...
Let's not talk shit about chefing shows.
Because we've got one coming up Sunday.
Really?
A local guy who's been on the podcast, Jay Ducote, local foodie guy, Bite and Booze podcast and radio show, and...
JD's barbecue sauce. JD's spice rub.
That's right. He's going to be on.
I've actually had that barbecue sauce.
Yes.
That is good stuff.
It's damn good stuff. Yes. Jay Ducote's been on.
I was like, wait,
improv, David.
Yeah. He, Sunday, 7:30, Food Network.
Yes.
Cutthroat Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, with my favorite Food Network personality, Alton Brown.
There you go.
I wish he was still doing his other show, but I like every show he's on.
I know this is a stretch considering your bedtime, Sonny, but at 7:30 Sunday night is when the show is on. They're going to have a watching party at Lock and Key Whiskeys.
Which is a whiskey bar.
Whiskey bar.
I've yet to go there. I've heard good things.
It is fan-fucking-tastic.
I haven't been yet just because that seems like the kind of place that will ruin my life.
Yeah. I mean, especially when they have their little jazz trio, which fucking kicks ass.
Oh, fuck jazz.
Dude, look, I walked in there. I'm drinking 18-year-old scotch, and they're playing fucking Horace Silver. I didn't want to fucking leave.
I bet when Sonny walks in, all of a sudden, like, Willy Wonka's, like, World of Imagination starts playing. He greets him at the door.
Yeah. Unless they're playing jazz, because, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, nothing...
No, good, good fucking jazz.
How can you tell?
It's...
How can you tell? Jazz sound is just everybody soloing. Like, oh, I'm in a clarinet solo while this guy's playing an oboe solo and this guy's doing a bass solo and spinning around.
Oh, shit, you hear that jazz solo by the oboe solo? Oh, man, that's really good jazz.
I just did a bass line.
You just did a...
Hydro.
While we're talking about shitty music...
Christina Aguilera. Oh, wait, no.
No.
Damn, I gotta stop assuming. Okay.
Channel 9 News teased this video yesterday, and Sonny and I both saw it. We just showed it to David right before we started recording. Mayor Kip Holden. It's the MYAC, the Mayor's Youth
Advocacy Council.
Whatever. It's not the greatest acronym.
The MYAC.
MYAC.
Rolls right off the tongue.
That's right. They put together this video to get kids to be healthy.
And after I watched it, I MYAC'd.
Yeah.
And, well, let's you know, they started on this in 1987.
You sure it wasn't 84?
Well, either way, it was sometime during the Reagan administration.
Sometime during the Reagan administration.
They started putting this video together.
They started production on this. They started writing the rap lyrics right around
1984-85.
Yeah. Because they knew in advance that Kip Holden was going to be the mayor of Baton Rouge.
Right now they're being sued by Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Here's how you know it's a shitty video.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is pissed.
Well, hang on. Let's not besmirch DJ Jazzy Jeff. Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten thrown out of buildings numerous times, so...
but I will say, like, if your video starts out with motherfuckers wearing jams...
Yeah.
Like...
And that's before you even get to Kip Holden, Mayor Holden, in his gear.
Well, first of all, he's riding a bike with a helmet, which to me is the universal sign for beat me up.
Outlaw. Yeah. But hey, he's trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, trying to stay healthy and keep the kids safe. When I was a kid, if you were wearing a bike helmet, that meant... Please kick my ass and take my money.
Or don't mess with him. He's on the slow bus. Yeah,
that's right.
He eats wall candy.
No, you need a helmet and a fanny pack.
Yeah, you just want to. All right, let's not get off topic.
Bike helmet, fanny pack. Might have Asperger's.
Let's not get off topic.
That's what I wear when I go to Disneyland, so I get in rides quicker.
Oh, okay.
This video is called 520 plus 10. It's 5 servings of fruits and vegetables.
You sure it wasn't 5, 10, 2, plus 0?
Either. It's any combination.
Equals us, baby.
Any combination of them.
5, 10, 2, 0.
But so the 5 is 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, 2 hours of exercise, like outside playtime, 0 sugary drinks.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with the getting the red drink out of North Baton Rouge.
And 10 hours of sleep. I think that's where you're going to get them back. 10 hours of sleep.
Hey, we're going to reward you.
That's I don't get 10 hours of sleep in 2 days.
Exactly. So it will have a link to this on the red stick, on the post for this, but you've got
fucking Kip Holden breaking it down in the middle.
Oh my god. Yeah, he comes out and he starts breaking it down.
Look, if that doesn't get rid of 54% of his constituency, I don't know what will.
I watched it and I'm thinking, how in the hell did Baton Rouge's first black mayor do something so white?
It really looks like he hired the people. This is a deep cut from Kids Incorporated.
Oh, yes. It really is. Yeah.
Yes, Kids Incorporated.
Or Special Delivery. I'm a mannequin.
And then look, just in case you thought it might be too old school, they spell things out in text speak.
Yeah,
like everything's misspelled. The B hip.
Oh god,
it's fucking rough.
It is like, awful. It is. It like, is. I've always it's unwatchable.
Been, I've always been pro Baton Rouge. Like keep Baton Rouge together. The first time I watched that video, I started my own petition to extend St. George for 3 more blocks so that I could get in on it.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's actually a ploy to show that Baton Rouge and Kip are so white. St. George is like,
How white is he?
Why the fuck we want to leave in the first place?
That video.
Woody Jenkins ain't going to make this any whiter than it already is. Like,
Tom Ed McHugh watched that video and was like, suck ass, bitches. That's how white that video is.
So Lionel Rainey is over there at St. George's going like, god damn, that's fucking lame.
Yeah, Woody Jenkins was like, nah, I'm done with this.
Nah. I'm going back to programming my TV station.
Kip Holden didn't form her, right? That's how white he is.
You've got to see the video.
Not only was he in the Informer video, but he wasn't Snow. He was MC Shan.
Oh. So they released this yesterday, Tuesday. We're recording on Wednesday. The Mayor's Youth Advisory Council, which consists of teens from different high schools across the parish, collaborated with local musician and Dunham High School music instructor John Gray to write, produce, and perform the song. Oh, he's the music director at possibly the whitest school in the city.
Wait, what we're at?
Dunham. I mean, it's...
I was going to say, what, they do this at Celtic Studios?
God.
Faith in the Lord, get your shillelagh. That fucking video is so terrible. Like,
there go the kids again, getting 10 hours of sleep.
I just want to know who's watching that video and was like, this is good.
We're going to really reach the youth of 2014. Yeah. Oh, this message is really resonate with today's youth out there.
I bet it was the same people that did the library commercials.
I haven't seen the library. Oh, Jesus. Are they awful?
I think they only air at like 3 a.m. because I only ever see them when I'm at the gym up on those TVs.
That bad.
Oh, man, they're horrible.
Quality, huh?
Yeah. They come on between infomercials.
God. Oof. Just like the My Baby Parties All the Time video. He's just sitting and this is great. Push up all the volumes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rick James.
you know, Kip was in the studio. Turn my fucking beat up.
Where's my mic? Where's my mic?
Spittin' rhymes. Two local movie theaters have agreed to show the music video during their previews to share its message with the greater Baton Rouge community. No, they're just trying to sell more popcorn. But after all the people throw popcorn at the screen, it's so fucking bad.
Jeremy, this is 2014. People don't throw popcorn at the screen. They throw bullets.
Okay, that's right.
I think that's what actually happened in Colorado. It was a pre-screening for...
Come on.
Too soon?
Their skin's really thin up there.
God. Oh, shit.
Jeremy's has like cigarettes, rotten tomatoes, cabbage. Buy it all here at the movie theater.
That was like a test market. What's up, the lovely Courtney?
It's the lovely Courtney stopping by. How are you? Fist bump. Yeah. By the way, there we go. The fist shake. David going for the fist shake.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm bringing it back.
That's right.
I'm bringing it back.
We're doing fine. Thank you. By the way, next week we won't be here to El Rio. Sonny and I are going to be at Huey's downtown. We're going back to Huey's downtown. We were there last year when we had Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden on as a guest. Next week we're going to Huey's because the proprietor... He's going to be our guest, Metro Councilman John Delgado. Oh,
okay.
So he'll be on the show with us.
John Delgado?
Yeah, John Delgado is going to be on the show next week.
It's crazy that we're going to be at Huey's with John Delgado.
Yeah.
Since John Delgado owns Huey's.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Take that one, conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Muy loco. Yeah.
Can we get Ryan Heck down there, too?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to come. I've tried to get him on the show. He said he would do it anonymously because he's afraid his mouth is going to get him in trouble. But we're going to keep trying.
Yeah, he can just come and say, I'm Sonny Weathers. No matter what he's doing.
No one would know the
wiser.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Lieutenant Governor and Kip Holden, Kip has announced he's officially running for Lieutenant Governor next year. So, he can produce more awesome videos like this to attract tourism.
It's going
to
be
to
his state.
To the whole state. He can go and promote the state to the, promote Louisiana to the entire country with awesome hip-hop videos just like this.
Like fireside chats. It's going to be fireside raps.
I mean, those people in Maine, when they see a commercial produced by Kip Holden with those kids from Dunham, they're going to be like, oh, that's the shit.
I actually, I want to go to Dunham now and just beat the shit out of every kid there. Like, I just want to walk through that school with a baseball bat.
You know those kids are like in witness protection plans. They're just like, look,
They're like, those were seniors. They're not even here anymore. Tough shit, kids. You all got to, guess what? Here's a life lesson. Sometimes you catch a beating you don't deserve.
Sonny Weathers just has a list. He's just scratching off children's names from it.
God. All right, we have got to talk about this. Did you see? I sent you the link to the story. It hit Daily Report today. There's a lawsuit being filed.
No, I did not.
Oh, dude. Okay. Oh, it's a very unique lawsuit in that it involves payoffs for a sexual affair.
I like where this is going.
And it involves the LSU Alumni Association.
I don't like this anymore.
It has nothing to do with LSU. It's the Alumni Association, which has nothing to
do
with LSU.
Will it affect football?
No.
All right, I'm back.
It should not affect.
Wait, they're having problems with prostitution 101 classes.
Ruin the TAF.
No. TAF is a totally different entity. It will not ruin TAF. It won't affect Les Miles at all.
What about the movie TAF 2? with Robin Williams?
This is a good question. Answer it.
No. Nor will it hurt the legacy of.
I want to say yes.
Nor will it hurt the legacy of America's fattest president, William Howard Taft. He still gets stuck in the bathtub. All right. I want to see that. When are they going to make
that? Poor bastard will never live that
when
down.
Are they making that movie? Come on. I want to see Seth Rogen put the weight back on and play William Howard Taft and get stuck in a bathtub. Former.
Oh, wait. It's not Taft. Taft was the school. The movie was that Remember the Times or... fuck. I'm sorry. We're going to be stuck in this whole
thing. Yeah. All right. Let me start reading this story because it's very, very fucking juicy.
Will you read the fuck out of it, sir?
Former employee soy... toy bold.
That's reading the fuck out of
That's
it.
That's reading the fuck out of it. Former employee sues LSU Alumni Association over payoff arrangement for sexual affair.
Best of times. Sorry. 1986, same year that video was made. No circle. This has been the Red Stick Podcast.
I've been David Vetrano.
Kay Heath. I don't have a picture of her. I don't know what she looks like. But she's a former volunteer and a contract employee of the LSU Alumni Association. And she's suing the association and Charlie Roberts, its president and CEO, over money she claims is owed as part of an arrangement to end her employment following a long-term sexual relationship with Charlie Roberts. The Alumni Association is an independent nonprofit organization with close ties to the university but operates as a separate agency, and LSU is not named as a defendant. So there you go.
Well, I don't see... I don't know if one of these women specifically is her.
Yeah, I don't know.
But just based on a Kay Heath LSU Google image search, so far the best-looking one is this horse standing outside of a trailer.
No, I doubt it's her.
I mean, it's a Clydesdale. And then that dude's kind of cute.
I don't know.
But every woman is...
Yeah,
wrong.
I'm sure...
Well, unless that's her. If that's her, then fuck yeah.
No, that's not...
That's Les Miles.
That's not...
Oh. I know. Well, then,
okay, so...
This Heath? Is her. The fucking LinkedIn profile.
That's her right there.
First of all, it's 2014. I not the sidebar. Yeah. If you're on LinkedIn, go fuck yourself.
I know.
That website is horseshit, and you're horseshit for being on it. You know the first thing I do to eliminate somebody for a job? See if they got a LinkedIn profile. Oh, you're on LinkedIn? Good. I need 10,000 more emails. Join LinkedIn. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Okay, so
Siri, delete LinkedIn profile for David Vetrano. See, y'all keep talking. I'm sorry. Okay.
So, this woman, Kay Heath, claims that Roberts offered her a job at the Alumni Association to, quote, entice her to continue a sexual relationship that she and Roberts started while she was married. So,
she should have known because he said, I'd like to offer you a seat on my staff.
Nicely done, sir.
That's been the Red Shake Podcast. Stick around.
Bro. I've been David Vetrano.
So here's the deal. The suit alleges Roberts told Heath in April of 2012 he had been advised by, quote, certain members of the association board that the relationship was illicit and one of them would have to resign.
Yeah, her name tag, I said regional manager of dick sucking. So it kind of gave away what was going on.
So Roberts told Heath she should be the one to go, the suit alleges. Heath claims that at Roberts' direction, he or the Alumni Association paid her approximately $83,200 between December 2012 and July of 2014.
Jesus.
Heath's suit says that when checks made out to cash suddenly stopped coming last month, that put Roberts in default on their agreement. Heath is suing to have the arrangement reinstated for the rest of her fucking life.
Damn, son.
Yes.
I see, and technically, I also read that there was a miscommunication. She wasn't actually getting fired. It was down to her or this guy named Jack for the job, and the boss came in and he said, look, I'm either going to have to lay you or Jack off, and next thing you know, they're having an affair. Stock joke podcast. Yeah. Stock joke podcast.
At the time the payment ceased, she claimed she was receiving $3,000 a month.
Jesus.
To not work.
That must have been some.
Yeah,
that must have been some really.
You
good
know she does ass
pussy.
To mouth.
Yeah, like, she does. ATM does not mean automatic.
Three grand a month.
You might as well. Like, I'm just gonna go hit the ATM. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
Yeah. LSU President and Chancellor F. King Alexander issued a brief statement. LSU takes these accusations seriously and will conduct an inquiry to gather all the facts. We will ensure that we do the right thing by our alumni and our university. When contacted for comment this morning, Jan Lauza, chairman-elect of the LSU Alumni Association Board, said...
I was blindsided. Would you read that back to me, stenographer?
she said, I was blindsided by the whole thing. I have no comment because I don't know anything about this.
Wow.
So
when the court takes it and it passes, it's going to be like, look, kids, prostitution does pay.
I just want to know, are they still fucking?
Because tells me they're kind of on a rocky road right now.
Because he's paying you.
It's just handies. Because here's just the thing. Handies.
Here's the thing. What's worse than having to pay a woman for sex? Paying a woman to not have sex.
Yeah, because if he's got to keep coming up with that check and he ain't getting any, like, I think if anything, he ought to get to do, like, whatever he wants, like, being as nasty as he wants to be, like, bring friends, like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
$3,000 a month.
Strangers. You know what? You know what? To make up the money, he can raffle off lottery spots with her.
Damn straight. I mean, come on. I mean, three
RV parking and a weekend with my whore. $100 buys you a chance.
It sounds like a Groupon I've seen one time.
Get with Joe Aleve and see if that includes a parking spot too for football games.
I'm saying you get an RV parking.
That's, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's a deal. Damn. What a bargain.
What a bargain. I mean, just think about it. The gall. She's fucking filing suit.
Well, that's the thing. She basically just, like, went for broke. She's like, yeah, I don't care if everybody I know around me knows that I'm a whore. I'm taking your ass with me.
Yeah.
Equal rights, motherfucker.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm sure the feminists out there are loving this shit.
You sound really loud.
Huh?
You sound really loud.
Sorry. I'm projecting.
Sorry for partying.
That's right. But, yeah, we were talking about, you know, wanting to be treated equal last week with Mike Honore, and you, we had some great quotes in that.
We?
Yeah.
I might have been drinking.
Yeah. Oh, we no. We went off on that for a while, and about woman.
Oh, is the Whoopi Goldberg punch?
Whoopi
thing?
Goldberg, and if a woman throws a punch, you know, don't be surprised if the man hits you back.
I love,
you know,
how,
that kind of thing.
I mean, I gotta say,
and how about this? You get off the fucking boat after me when it's sinking. you want equal pay?
Fuck you.
Don't get to skip.
Like, damn, if you really straight. Listen to that, I could not agree more. What Whoopi was saying. Usually, yeah. I'm not the biggest Whoopi fan.
Me neither. I mean,
but
Whoopi. I like making Whoopi and saying Whoopi.
But
I like her pies also.
No, it's like everybody Whoopi else. Pies. Everybody else on The View was appalled that she even brought this up.
Yeah. Two of them, the two crazy bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them is crazy, and the other one's just a cunt lawyer. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How many people have gotten diseases they shouldn't have gotten?
There's actually a counter on the internet of how many people have died
because of Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, you think
beautiful.
You think Ebola is deadly? Listening to Jenny McCarthy is fucking fatal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. But that's the thing is, like, she didn't even say it was the right thing. It wasn't like if a woman hits a man, it's the right thing for her.
She said, don't be surprised.
She
said, don't be shocked. Yeah.
There are repercussions for your actions. Don't be shocked if it happens. Don't act all surprised, which she was referring to the thing. She didn't say, oh, no, he has the right to hit her.
Yeah.
She wasn't saying that.
Oh, a bitch deserves it. No, she didn't say that. She just said, don't be surprised.
Yeah. And
Jenny McCarthy pulled out of her fucking white ass something about, a man can't hit a woman back unless his life is in danger? What the fuck is that? Where does she pull that shit from?
My life's in danger constantly. I got high blood pressure. My life's always in danger. Yes. Yeah. Hit every bitch I walk past.
Yeah.
What?
So,
do you see suspension on my car over there? Yeah. That's a driving death trap. Now shut up.
But yeah, I think I want to see the fundraisers the Alumni Association has coming up to help pay this bitch. If they lose the lawsuit, I mean, I'm sure they're going to fight it tooth and nail. But if they lose, first of all, what judge is going to take on this case? Number two, what kind of a war? I mean, really, for the rest of her life? No. Think about it. No, a woman doesn't fuck for the rest of her life. Why should she get paid for the rest of her life in lieu of fucking?
And then also, look, this is like...
Or working. Or whatever you want to say.
This is some back alley, like, verbal agreement. Who's going to really, like, you know, stand by, like if they had a notary come in for this...
This is like a hooker
then
suing
fine,
her...
Then fine, you earned it. If you had a notary come
this
in...
This is like a hooker suing her pimp.
I just saw. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just saw the story pop up on WAFB on my Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. But it's under most. It's under top stories, which means it could have been posted any time in the last 6 months because it actually hasn't. Top stories has nothing to do.
Nothing to do with chronology.
Top story has nothing to do with chronology. But it just says mother of four children killed in fire while she was out at a nightclub, sentenced to 8 years in prison.
All right.
So, without punctuation.
Yeah.
In this thing,
uh-huh.
Mother of four children killed in fire while she was at nightclubs and 8 years in prison. So what I understand that to be is a mother of four was killed in a fire at a nightclub, and she's now been sentenced to 8 years in prison for dying in a nightclub fire.
Yeah, without punctuation, it's really difficult.
They just have a burnt corpse sitting behind bars.
Well,
there's no commas in there.
Well, the AP really sent one out that was really fucked up a couple of weeks ago after the crash, that the plane got blown up in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they're sending back the remains.
Ukraine in the membrane.
They were
Ukraine in the brain.
I don't remember the exact headline, but it was one of the planes was carrying the remains, the bodies, some of the bodies back to Amsterdam, and it was written that in a way that it sounded like that plane crashed too. I forget how it was, but it was like, holy shit, that plane crashed too. And they had to come back and retract it and said, no.
So what you're saying is...
It was very poorly written.
In the version you read, they did what I do in Grand Theft Auto, which is shoot an ambulance driver. When the ambulance driver show up, shoot that ambulance. And then... then I have five ambulances. Ambuli, excuse me.
But so just... If I think the way this is supposed to read is mother of four... Like, as I understand it, this lady had four children. The four children were killed in a fire while she was at a nightclub. She's now going to jail for 8 years. For what? She didn't start the fire. She wasn't there.
Yeah.
She was out having a good time.
Sounds and the world's been churning since the world's been turning.
Sounds to me like she's being railroaded.
Is that the term now? With leaving your kids to fend for themselves?
Oh, never mind. I like my job.
All right, we got to take a break.
I'll tell you during the break.
All right, we're going to come back on the other side of this break with the Red Stick Podcast. We've got some other topics to talk about. I want to get to this topic about the guy who bought all the pies in Burger King just to spite
crazy kid. We will, but we can just do that after the break. It's a fucking podcast. You don't have to tease it.
I like
teasing. We don't need a radio tease, Jeremy.
I like teasing. So people
also, what you're drinking that could kill you. Back in five.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Words from our sponsors.
Stick around, folks.
Hey, Port Allen. Your past couple mayors might be embarrassing, but at least you have a restaurant you can be proud of. Court Street Cafe serves delicious home-style meals 6 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with brunch from 8 to 2 on Sunday. And you don't need to give yourself a $20,000 raise to afford eating there. Located at 805 Court Street in downtown Port Allen, Court Street Cafe offers a variety of omelets, burgers, po'boys, platters, and so much more. So, if you're hungry on the west side, there's no need to hunt for which place to eat. Get it? Which? Hunt? Find out more at courtstreetcafe.com.
Welcome back to the Rich Dick Podcast.
You big dummies.
Wow. I want to be the black cop.
Wow, Parsley. That's one of my favorite episodes. Remember that one?
No.
It was with Grady. I don't think Fred was around in that one. Something happened with Red Fox, and he wasn't around for a few episodes, maybe a whole season, half season.
Didn't they do like Red's Place? Oh, wait, no, that was Archie Bunker.
That was Archie Bunker. So, Sanford and Son, there was an episode where Grady, Fred's best friend, found some wild parsley.
Motherfucker, I know who Grady is.
Growing
Some people may not know. Anyway, he found a wild part. It was weed. And
Siri, Google Grady.
But he...
Sorry, guys.
Rollo was the best.
Rollo showed up. Remember, they were trying to figure out... Well, of course, Lamont wanted to do the right thing and get rid of it. Rollo says, yeah, I know how we can get rid of it. Let's chop it up, and we roll it up in little papers, and we smoke it away. And then Grady, I think he thought it was wild parsley for like the whole show.
Yeah.
And he made up... Smitty and Hoppy, the two cops, come by. And they
it's one of my favorite songs, Wild Parsley.
they should have smoked you away.
They fucking fix him a salad, and they put some wild parsley in, and all of a sudden the cops are high.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I will say, got a lot of Nick at Night, got a lot of those shows. Sanford and Son, I never got really? That deep into. That's me, unfortunately. That is my failing, people. I'm sorry.
That's your fault. That's your loss, sir. You're a loss, sir. What are we looking for?
God damn it, the Mexican dude. Why can't
everything
happen?
He had the holy moly. He had the goat.
Julio.
Jesus. Julio from next door.
Julio.
The goat ate the holy moly.
One of my favorite, Sanford and Son scene. Julio comes over and he tells Fred, he's like, Buenos dias. And he goes, beans and disease to you too. I still say that.
I've heard you walk in here and greet Raul the same way.
Yeah, I still say it. I fucking love it.
All right.
A little bit racist. Kind of awesome.
All right. So there's.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I'm a little bit racist.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Whoa.
I'm a little bit incestuous.
Okay.
Incestuous.
You can't be anti-sentimental. You're Jewish.
I'm sorry.
Now that your mom's Jewish, are you Jewish also?
I've had this discussion with her, and I was like, okay, now that you're Jewish, can I run the media instead of just be a member of it?
Can I circumcise you?
I'm already done.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we have to do it, man.
We have to do it again now.
Yeah. No, that's quite.
Just wrap some saran wrap around it and slice.
With a knife. We could do like Joey on Friends when he was trying out for a part where he needed to be uncircumcised.
Tuck and roll.
Well, he had. One of the girls, I think it was Ross's sister, had tied some salami or something, some meat to it, to make it look like. And so he was auditioning, and the camera is like from behind. You're looking like between his knees. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you just see his piece of meat just flop off in the middle of the audition.
It's funny.
I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, he was auditioning for our part.
Let's talk about what's happening. I think we can all get behind some what's happening.
I'm going to jump in.
Is that like when reruns tape recorder
fall out?
The Allman Brothers concert?
No, the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Fuck the Allman Brothers. Doobie Brothers.
I will say one time at the hospital, we had a girl come in and she was just, vaginal bleeding. All right, let's check it out, do a vaginal exam and stuff like that. She's like, yeah.
Isn't this illegal, what you're about to do?
I'm not giving names. I'm not giving anything. And she said,
hypothetically.
She said, a piece of meat fell out. Oh, we said, what? Oh. She said, a piece of meat fell out.
A piece of meat fell
out. Sure enough, she comes in with a specimen cup. There's no better way to describe it than just like a hunk of brisket or something like that. It looked like it fell out.
Went down the wrong pipe.
I don't know what the lab said it was, but it was straight up wrong. And then when you just said a piece of meat, my mind instantly just brought that back to me.
Was that, I'm just thinking that was a really, really, really... debilitated fetus. I don't know.
It could have been
the comedy.
Sorry.
Jesus, you don't think I thought of that?
Catch Jeremy at the Taj Mahal later this. He'll be doing abortion jokes all night long during happy hour.
Bring your bleach and wire hangers.
I thought it was going to be the tiki idol from fucking Brady Bunch. You know what? Sometimes I do music references all day. Today it's just going to be old TV shows.
That's right.
Because you don't know how bad I want to do a fucking Ice Cube. It was a good day reference for the opening line of that song. Like, I woke up this morning to get my 10 hours of sleep. Like, what? Yeah. I want to be like, woke up this morning, got to thank God.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, so there's a chick on CNN. She does international Middle Eastern stuff. I've always... been a little fascinated with her.
Her name is Anwar Sadat.
No, close enough. Arwa Damon. Every time she's come on TV, she's just interesting to look at.
She's part of the Damon family. Mm-hmm. Wayne's.
Yeah.
She's no Kieran Shawla.
No. But so apparently,
except for
apparently my mild crush was well placed because she likes to get drunk and bite people.
Fuck yeah.
That's right, in that order.
Yeah. Arwa Damon, a CNN reporter who's currently being sued for allegedly biting two medics in a drunken rage, apologized for the incident recently via email. The email obtained by Page Six begins, like so many, sorry I was drunk and don't remember anything. Hey.
You know what?
She starts it with, hey.
Every apology should start with, hey, sorry for partying. Sorry. Sorry.
I thought this was America. Oh, wait, take it back.
She allegedly bit EMTs Tracy Lamar and Charles Simons, whatever, while they were trying to treat her at the embassy in Baghdad.
Did you say one of the text names was Lamar?
I'm
back on their side.
In Baghdad.
That's a hate bite.
This bitch should be arrested. Deported.
She covered all her bases by saying, can you please forward this on to everyone who was involved in helping me out and subjected to my disastrous behavior?
She didn't even do the legwork to find the people that worked
at
the
hotel. She was too drunk to remember who she bit.
She was just like, hey, send us... Like, she could have found a hotel staff manager and then had them, like, get into the people. She's like, hey, I'm apologizing to... Can we make this a group message? Could you just CC this to...
I was watching too much True Blood... And I got drunk, and I just started biting people and shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, no. I deal with too many drunk people who try to fight.
Hey, relax. Come on, just fucking calm down. What is this, an intervention all of a sudden?
I thought Sonny, we love you. We in the podcast people love you.
So they're suing for $2 million. That's $1 million per bite, I guess. I don't know, because she bit both of them.
One bite.
As ridiculous as it sounds, it's still more credible than the cunt from Kay Heath suing for whore money.
You know, whenever I get drunk, I like finger food too.
Damon threatened the two of them in the midst of her.
Wait, was that referring to the CNN anchor or the prostitute? I'm not sure.
Oh. Damon threatened the two of them in the midst of her biting, claiming she was, quote, a major reporter for CNN. The suit also alleges that CNN knew about Damon's tendencies.
You know exactly what I was going to say.
I'm the 47th best reporter on CNN's day shift between 3 and 2.
Right. Foreign correspondent.
They sent me Anwar Sadat.
They sent me away because they didn't want to deal with me on a daily basis.
Yes. Yeah. Here's the thing. They're also alleging that CNN knew about Damon's tendency to go on drunken biting sprees when they hired her.
That's why they hired her.
That's right.
You want to hear my catchphrase? Here it is. Hey there. Oh, hi there, Dan, because she's a foreign correspondent.
You got to have the delay.
Yeah, you got to have the delay. That's her catchphrase.
She's such a foreign correspondent, all her conversations in person have a two-second delay.
It's become a social faux pas for her to jump in too quickly.
Yeah. That's why she bites. She doesn't know what to do during that awkward pause.
She just pauses to allow the track.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Yeah.
Chomp.
So, and CNN, of course, is like, oh, we didn't know anything about this lawsuit. No, of course.
Jeremy does a spot on CNN impression, by the way.
Well, of course they don't know anything about the lawsuit.
When I picture what CNN sounds like, just like that. They're Republican.
Hey, I've been watching CNN lately. They don't know shit. So, especially when it comes to missing fucking airplanes.
By the way, guys, if y'all feel like traveling, Malaysia Airlines is doing a great
special
on
spot on. Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine just flew to Oregon, and every flight was so delayed, he actually ended up flying over the Ukraine to get to Oregon. It was harrowing.
Heroin or harrowing?
Harrowing.
Okay.
I mean, he had heroin, but that's unrelated.
Yeah, it was in his butthole.
Mule.
But yeah, no, I read the story and I was kind of like, okay, she seems like nice enough. Maybe it was. But then she started talking and it was just one of those voices where you know she's given this apology before. Like you could just hear her voice going like, hey, look, about your bathtub. Sorry, I vomited in it. I was just really didn't compensate how much alcohol in my system. And she blames her body. Like, if you read the rest of the note, it's like,
sometimes you shit in a hot tub.
And
I don't know.
Sometimes this hot tub shits on you. That's just how life works.
Sometimes it's a hot tub. Sometimes it's a hot tub time machine. Sometimes it's a hot tub shit machine.
But it's always a hot mess. Look, can we just get past this, guys? I feel really bad.
Wow. That's good stuff.
I'm also very hungover right now, so if you could just forward this to all the people.
It's probably her phone voicemail. Hey, you've reached on War Sadat. Sorry if I bit you or shit in your hot tub.
Hey, you know who does look like Anwar Sadat after getting his ass whooped?
This dude.
This motherfucker who's in today's paper in the police briefs. Damian Lewis got arrested after leading police on a high-speed chase. A driver, and this motherfucker was driving a white Porsche Cayenne. Led officers on a high-speed
chase. One hot ride.
Fuck yeah. We're going to post a picture of this guy, but I've never seen a mugshot where the guy or girl is wearing a fucking oxygen tube.
I don't think that's a mugshot. I think he's fucking in a hospital bed.
Yeah. Like, we need a picture.
No, that's East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. That's at the fucking prison. They got an infirmary at the prison.
He's still in a bed somewhere.
Yeah.
They're not going to fucking make him wheel around his own oxygen tank.
Yeah.
They should. So
he ran traffic signals, swerved into oncoming traffic, and at one point forced detectives to jump out of his path. They observed Damian Lewis, 36, after 10 p.m. Monday, swerving in and out of lanes without signaling in the 2300
block. Bourbon and him swerving.
2300 block of Evangeline Street, because that's where it's all happening, according to the affidavit of a probable cause.
He was on Evangeline Street? Did the group of detectives that had to jump out of his way, were they in the fucking Krispy Kreme parking lot?
No, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood.
It's all right there, though.
No, but it's a few blocks over. Evangeline and Hollywood parallel each other.
Thank you, little old Jeremy. Thank you.
Man. That GPS traffic.
You know what? One day you're going to try and tell a joke on this podcast and watch what I do then.
One of these days.
No, though, all the cops are now hanging out at Mr. Ronnie's.
You know what? I'm going to start talking about fucking those shitty CrossFit pull-ups again once you get all butt hurt. I just did 64 CrossFit pull-ups just now.
Mr. Ronnie's Donuts.
Doing them one-legged.
Mr. Ronnie's Donuts. I need to go over there.
Haven't been yet?
Is that because of your diabetes? I know they're great. I've had them in Houma, but I haven't been to the one in Baton Rouge yet. And they're open 24 fucking hours.
A donut there weighs like 16 fucking pounds. Literally, you can do
You can do donut curls.
The fucking
Eclair curls.
The apple fritter over there. Uh-huh. It looks like a fucking chicken fried steak. Like, it just takes up the whole plate.
Dude, I just know that Mr. Ronnie's and Homa.
They need to call it a fucking orchard fritter. Is what they need to call it.
I mean, they're open fucking 24 hours. They're right there. Was it near Lee and Highland or Lee and Burbank? No, Lee and Highland.
Lee and Highland. This is how big the fucking donut. Literally, I ate a donut from there one day and skipped lunch.
Wow.
Like, I had a donut from like 8:30 from over there. Somebody brought some in.
Just go to their Facebook page and check out the photos of the fucking donuts.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That ought to be their slogan. Mr. Ronnie's, it's fucking ridiculous.
So, but the cops and Lewis stopped initially.
Donut holes like a trailer hitch,
like a baby's head.
Does it have a little fontanelle too?
they actually take a little baby.
Is that a foreskin joke?
No, Raising Arizona.
Jesus Christ! You are fucking literal. Somebody get this man a drink. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. This is a comedy podcast.
I was trying to do the accent. Don't forget to practice the little fontanelle.
I don't know. We were all aware. Do you think the guy at this table who's seen fucking Raising Arizona probably enough times that there's a comma in the amount of views I have on that movie? I make at least one Raising Arizona.
That's what fans call it,
Raising Zona. Or if you're a real fan, just RZ.
Yep.
RZ.
Raisin.
Yeah. So the guy stopped initially, but when officers spoke to him through his front window, he sped off through a red light at Scenic Highway and Hollywood Drive. So maybe it was. Hey, Hollywood.
Thank you.
There you go.
If we only had read that next sentence in the article.
That motherfucking hot sign was on. God damn it. And so he continued to flee, often at 20 miles an hour over speed, posted speed limits. Oh, wow. 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. Wasn't like that. They had a bitch that got arrested. She's in jail. She went 124 miles an hour while the kids were in the car with her.
God.
Somewhere up in Maine, I want to say. Anyway.
Classic Maine.
But they, the officers managed to stop him this time on Hollywood, but then he accelerated at a group of officers, forcing them to jump out of the path. Hope you didn't eat too many donuts.
I am mixed on this one because, look, if you like, if you read the end, it says he has numerous convictions to his name, yeah. Narcotics, illegal stuff like that. He knew he was going down hard.
Right.
He knew this was, this is the last, this is the one that's going to put old boy away. So do you go out big? I don't want to put anybody's life in danger. I don't want to hurt anybody else, but I do want to go out with a bang.
Right.
And I will take the beating at the end of the day. Just to say, went balls to the wall on the high-speed car chase.
And so he drove to the safest place around town for a criminal, his home. And he pulled into his driveway, but he wouldn't exit the car.
They got to have a warrant there.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. Shit. There must have been some kind
I'm
of
on
logic.
Base, man. Y'all can't.
Yeah. No, was he man. Just yelling sanctuary the whole time?
Yeah, he's like a Highlander at a church, man. He's like,
I got base. I got stop hitting me. I got base. And they thought he was talking about free base. So
they forced him. From the vehicle. And from the mugshot, they used quite a bit of it, too. So we're going to post the mugshot because the mugshot's fucking awesome.
It is.
But this motherfucker has an extensive record, including arrests on narcotics, firearms, resisting officer counts. So they booked him in on attempted first-degree murder of a police officer. Because that's what happens whenever you try to hit a cop with your car, or he has to jump out of the way of your car, that's attempted first-degree murder.
Like, seriously, he could have just sidestepped, but, I mean, if you have to go through a lot of bullshit, you're going to make
sure
you
better,
you
better tuck
book.
And roll.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say it's first degree.
Attempted first-degree murder.
Attempted first-degree. Because when he made the decision to run from the police...
Right.
Anything after that,
it's a felony.
It's premeditated.
Premeditated.
He decided to run,
yeah.
And that's the initial crime. So anything after that,
it's all premeditated.
Is all part of that same crime. So
yeah. That and the one that a lot of people don't realize is that it's felony murder. If somebody dies during the commission of a felony, it's murder.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it was an accident. If you're if me and you decide, Sonny, we decide to go rob a bank.
Hypothetically. Not next Tuesday.
We decided to go rob a bank.
If I was to hypothetically drive the car.
Yeah. And let's say we decide, hey, let's go through the roof or something, and you fall from
the
roof.
Wait, is the roof going to be on fire?
It could be. It could be on fire.
That's a distraction. Oceans of 12.
Or you could fall through the roof, crack your head open, and die.
Because I'm fat?
Or you just uncoordinated. I don't know.
Or I could also.
Or you were drunk.
I could also trip and drop my gun and it could go off and hit somebody.
Yeah.
Then also, it's also murder for me.
Right.
First degree murder.
Or if you fall on somebody.
You know what else?
If you fall on somebody who's in the bank and kill them, that's murder.
If we go into that bank and you go to make a corny joke while we're robbing it and someone's so appalled that they just drop dead of disgust.
I killed them. No, I'll go to jail for that because I fucking killed telling a joke, literally. Yeah.
Now, hypothetically, the bank robber takes 3 minutes and 24 seconds, and y'all seeing Fly Me to the Moon. That is also something you have to consider. No Hudson Hawk? Okay, I'll just go over here.
What? 3 minutes and 24 seconds?
What's wrong? You couldn't come up with a fucking moonlighting joke? If you want to talk about something shitty Bruce Willis did.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus
Christ. Moonlighting. All
right. We gotta get to the
remind me to legally purchase all seasons of Moonlighting.
Moonlighting was the shit, man. Al Jarreau, that song there, that was the theme
Moonlighting
song.
Moonlighting Strangers.
That song made like, it was the number one hit in the, I want to say got to number one or top 10 or some shit. That was a fucking theme song. That was back when theme songs were legitimate.
Were music.
They actually spent time and money on theme songs for shows.
But then in the same.
Boom. Ba-doom, ba-doom, doom, doom, doom. Ba-doom, ba-doom, doom, doom, doom. Seinfeld.
But then in the same vein, you also had the, you know, he got superpowers from space when he put on these shoes, like explaining the plot song.
Right.
And there's just,
we got it.
Well, that was before you had a DVR guide to tell you what the show was all about, or you had the internet to explain.
Some people,
they've always
really,
had TV guide.
Yeah, you really don't need it fed to you that strong at the beginning of every episode.
It was a carryover. It was a vestige of the radio days. Yeah. Where you had to, because you might
have
new people.
They did it on the fucking A-team. No, it's like 83.
That's true. They had to explain the premise because you never knew.
Bitch, we know they were from Vietnam.
Nowadays, nowadays you got a show that comes on. Some black guy in a hat and glasses walks out. Hey, fucking millionaire. Who the fuck is this fat fuck?
I thought you were talking about the movie Radio, but then no,
Jesus. Wow.
Jesus.
That's uncomfortable.
Okay. I want to talk about this. I don't know if this actually happened.
Didn't.
It probably didn't.
I don't know.
But I...
I want to live in a world where it did.
I want to believe it happened.
I'm going to do it one day.
I'm like David Duchovny in The X-Files. I want to believe.
I don't care if this happens while I'm in doze. Whatever they're asking, I'm getting it. I want a 4-pound ribeye.
All of it.
Sorry, I just spent $8,000, kid.
So this guy, this is from Gawker, and this is on Reddit, apparently. So this guy goes on Reddit and posts.
It's on Reddit. It's got to be true.
Yes, exactly.
It's internet, man.
Okay. So this guy is in line at a Burger King, and the line is really, really slow because they have one trainee working the cash register at the lunch rush. And so the line behind him, they're getting aggravated. All believable. Yeah, all very believable. That could happen. This could have happened at the fucking Burger King across the road from my house. Yeah.
Or any Popeyes with a fully staffed kitchen.
Yeah.
And register.
Yeah. So I'm going to read from the Reddit confession. It turns out it was so slow because they had one trainee on cash during the lunch rush. All I can think of is how the people behind me ruined my splurge and gave me this headache because they were,
This sounds like a fucking penthouse confession.
Yeah. This kid behind him is crying. This kid is, I want a fucking pie. Telling the mom, I want a fucking pie.
Mm-hmm.
And the line's long and slow, and the kid wants a fucking pie.
Just everybody knows that kid. Everybody knows a screaming, wailing, treating his mom like crap, yelling.
Hey. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Who drinks too?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is in the Reddit thread labeled Off My Chest. All right. So the guy says, I then decide to ruin their day. I order every pie they have left in addition to my burgers. Turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order and walk towards the exit. Moments later, I hear the woman yelling, what do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all? I turn around and see the cashier pointing me out with the woman shooting me a death glare. I stand there and pull out a pie and slowly start eating it as I stare back at her. She starts running towards me but can't get to me because of other lineups in the food court.
Because of gravity.
I turn and slowly walk away. That's a great fucking movie scene there, man.
You know what? I got to point out the flaw that just makes this story not believable.
Why?
Have you ever tried to get to one of those pies one-handed? Because you got to think, he has everything in one hand.
Ooh.
You can't.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Flip it out the box.
Yeah. Unless he had it in the box. Unless he had it at the ready. He had one in the chamber ready to go because he knew that the chamber. that he was going to get pointed out.
Or, like, really? How difficult? Like, even in a packed Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking difficult is it to take the, I don't know, at most 5 steps to get anywhere in a Burger King?
Well, it was a food court.
He said food court. That sounds like a mall.
Like a Burger King in a mall.
In a mall, yeah.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Humpty nose will tickle your rear in a 69. Yeah.
You had it your way?
Actually, that never happened. I did get blown in a Victoria's Secret bathroom.
Yes, we've talked about
and
this.
And I did fuck in a Godshaw's bathroom. And changing, not a bathroom, a changing room. Both of those were changing
and
rooms.
And he's also come in every strip club in Baton Rouge, except Sugar's.
Yes,
which is no longer around.
Mm. The one that got away.
The one that got away.
I don't think they'd appreciated me in Sugar's anyway.
You don't think?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, you're probably right. I wish Sugar's was still around. It's one of those things you tell your kids, like rotary phones. It used to exist. Yeah.
Back in my day.
We were talking about car phones and how, like, in old TV shows, like, to show you were rich, you had your car phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
like, oh, I'm in my limo, and I just happen to have, like, it's a rotary phone back. Like, that never fucking happened.
No.
Nobody ever had a rotary phone. Like, they just pick up, like, a regular telephone handle with, like, the curly cable. Hello.
Yeah. There's an awful movie that Mel Gibson did with Chris Christopherson called Payback.
Paycheck.
Fucking love Payback.
Payback.
Oh, Payback.
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 Yeah.
And they have...
It was made in Ben Affleck.
Yeah, first of all, that movie's not awful.
It was a little over the top. It's fun to watch. I watched it a few weeks ago.
Banachek had, you know, Murdoch from 18, before he was Murdoch, he was Banachek.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a rotary dial phone in the back of his limo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, bye. I celebrate George Peppard's entire... IMDb catalog.
All of it.
A-Team and Banachek. I think that was it.
That was it. So the family dinner has some stuff coming up. Y'all have a show coming up on August 15th.
We do.
At the Manship Theater.
What the fuck were you going to say about Payback?
Yeah, you kind of left me hanging.
They had the limo with the rotary, the bag, not even a bag phone, it was like a rotary phone in the limo.
So if it's a rotary
the movie was made in like 1999.
But see, in 1999, like if you had a cell phone, like you could do it then... Like, if I had a, I'd like to get one of those extensions where, you know, you can plug it into the speaker on your phone, but it's a regular handset.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get that bitch and put it in my car.
Yeah.
Just so I could, like, ride around and be legitimately cradling it on my shoulder. Hello?
No. You get you one of those things, like a big old rotary handset with the little C cup that comes off the handle.
Yeah,
cradle it onto your shoulder secretary.
You know how many
people... That's what you do whenever you make eyes with the car next to you. Just go, 1 second. And you just pull a hand.
I can still lean my head to the right a lot easier than I can to the left. Because I used to always just keep my phone on the right side, so my neck muscle is a lot more limber going to the right.
Please tell me they make those kinds of adapters, but where you have the handset and you have the rotary dial in the handset.
I'm fucking starting an Indiegogo or a fucking Kickstarter.
We've got to have that. It can't just be where you put your whole hand around the handle. No, it's got to be the one where you cup it and inside. You've got the rotary dial right there.
I think also...
And then you stop at a red light.
I don't remember dial in the handle. I do remember numbers in the handle.
No. Rotary dial on the handset.
I forgot you're 70.
Yes. You stop at a red light next to a cop, and you're like...
Well, I was going to say even better.
Texting like this. Yeah.
What is it? You have to hit 1-3 times to get to C?
I'm texting my boo, yo.
Star deletes.
Were you texting and you have a typewriter. You have a typewriter and a cage of pigeons in the passenger seat.
Just a fire in your passenger seat. Got a blanket over it.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we're going to top this.
No.
Tell us about what the family dinner is doing.
The family dinner is doing another spoof night at the Manship Theater downtown Baton Rouge. That's right. This is probably our eighth or tenth movie we've done. I can't remember how many.
Wait.
80-10th.
Y'all aren't 80-10th.
Robert and James are the people with the numbers. I just show up.
David's just like, I don't know, math.
Math.
Labyrinth.
I'm just the one that
5, 10, 2, 20, 10, 0.
Oh, man, I can't get that number out of my head.
Hey, could y'all please do a parody night of that video?
Yeah.
Just loop it for like 6 hours.
Throw it in there.
It's got to be like the Zapruder film. Like, as you watch it, you're going to be like, wait a minute, back and to the left. Oh, my God.
To the left. Is that a money exchange going off in the background? No, it could be just like a little teaser before the thing. Like, we're going to be doing the movie Labyrinth with David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly.
And David Bowie's crotch.
David, yes, it is second build. Jennifer Connelly is actually third build in that movie.
Really? I thought his crotch was uncredited.
No, it's credited, but it's credited as DBC.
Oh, okay. His crotch is actually part of the Actors Guild, so it gets official union credit.
It's got its own IMDb
SAG card?
Yes, his crotch.
SAG card.
That's right. See, look at that. Now Jeremy gets jokes. Well, it took him fucking 58 minutes to get a joke.
No, but we've done other movies like
Karate Kid,
Top Gun, all those ones. So
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing was great. Phenomenal. We're going to be doing Labyrinth.
Schindler's List,
Jacob's Ladder, Deliverance.
Sophie's Choice. Oh, my God, y'all really need to do Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
We're also going to do Requiem for a Dream just to keep the Jennifer Connelly going.
Saving Private Ryan.
Just ass to ass.
Saving Private Ryan, that's going to be phenomenal, man.
But no, we take the movie, we watch it, and we make fun of it as it goes on. There's drink specials with the band ship.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
It is a fun time for all.
It is very fun.
And when is that going to be?
That is going to be August 15th.
August 15th.
Is there a website or a Facebook where I can keep up with these things?
There should be a Facebook group up soon, and then also an event on Facebook, and then also the Manship Theater will be sponsoring dates and times for upcoming movies. Goonies, I believe, is going to be early November.
Does the Family Dinner have their own podcast?
They do, on the Red Stick Comedy Network.
Oh, really? On this network right here?
That is such a fucking coincidence.
Oh, what the hell?
I cannot believe that. Hearing people just kind of riff and go with the cuff, and then also yell into the microphone very loudly.
Wait a minute. Can you subscribe, like, on iTunes?
You can indeed, Jeremy.
You can indeed.
Coincidence.
You know what else?
What?
If you have an awesome Android phone instead of some fucking shitty iPhone, you can get it on Beyond Pod.
What?
What?
Siri, get me an Android. Oh, shit. In addition to that, we are also...
Okay, Google, get me another battery that's bigger than the iPhone so that I can have that just in case my other batteries fail.
We will also be start doing monthly improv shows at the Manship Theater as well. So we'll be doing pretty much spoof nights every other month.
And that's going to be in the Hartley Vay.
The Hartley Vay Theater, correct.
The Hartley Vay Theater for the improv shows.
That's going to be in the Anton LaVey Theater.
So if you like Whose Line Is It Anyway, or if you've seen our improv shows in the past, we'll be doing those in an amazing space at the Manship, the Hartley Vay Theater. And then every other month is going to be... the spoof night, but we're going to be doing consistently monthly shows from now on.
Fuck yeah.
Of improv.
But, I really think we ought to petition to have the name changed to the Anton LaVey Theater.
I would love nothing more.
They'd have to change the address to 666 Lafayette Street.
I'm sure they could. It's fucking Lafayette Street. The fucking Manship's own everything.
That's true.
The whole fucking Manship family, son. WFMF.
They don't own that anymore. They used to.
I don't know, but that's what we always heard growing up was whole fucking Manship family is what WFMF stood for.
True. That and WAFB stands for we were always fucking broke.
That's probably
that was a moment of silence for WFB.
I was doing my foreign correspondent voice. It's the only impression I got.
Hey, we're really broke. We didn't know how much money we had in our system. And didn't incorporate
that Josh Meeks salary.
I know. Every time I'm going to see Arwad Damon reporting from Baghdad or Lebanon or Syria, I'm going to just think, hey.
Oh, I thought you were going to think about Anwar Sadat.
No.
I think just based solely on this episode,
I'm old enough to actually remember Anwar Sadat.
I think Anwar Sadat might be the most mentioned name on this podcast ever now, just based entirely on this episode.
All right, we got to even it out. We're going with Menachem Begin next week.
All right.
It's a Menachem Begin episode next week then.
Mm. Seven degrees
of Menachem. You're just Menachem Begin me to do it.
Okay, Google, who the fuck is Menachem Begin?
Oh, come on. You
I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Let's
reinforce yes and Menachem Begin. Yeah, Menachem Begin. Good one, Jerry.
Yeah. Jesus.
Monocle Bacon, yes.
Yes. Monocle Bacon. I'll have five.
Bumblebee Tuna.
Anwar Sadat, or as I like to call him, George Jefferson.
Yes, true.
Are you a hungry socialite who has too many social engagements and miss breakfast constantly? Monocle Bacon.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Peanut's favorite food. Monocle Bacon.
Well, he was Jewish, so it's got to be turkey bacon.
That's true.
Monocle Bacon? Let's just fucking wrap this shit up.
You'd all be dead if it wasn't for my son, David.
Who's this guy over here?
I'm Jeremy White.
I'm David Petrano.
Oh, God, I was really hoping. I was really hoping you were going to say that. Fuck, no, I can't think of a stupid name.
Judd Hirsch.
Monica Judd Lincoln. Hirsch.
I'm Judd Hirsch.
And I'm Anwar Sadat. Stick around, folks.
This has been the Red Stick Podcast.
You've been dorked.
Hey.